six jobs, you know, it could be, if it's six local people, it's brilliant to keep them in the area, or it could be six new people coming into the area, which adds to the local economy, helps possibly the local schools, the local sports clubs, and it just adds to the local area, the local border area of Dublin. And of course, again, it's brilliant to see some cross-border cooperation and collaboration on this project.
And indeed, they're one of four companies which will supply new signage to replace existing speed limits south of the border. So it's a fairly substantial contract to have a share of.
You know, it's well deserving of Erin Co. They're a long established company in Dublin. You know, of course, Dublin's full of local businesses and local successful businesses that are working island wide. So it is, it's brilliant. And, you know, this contract could lead to even bigger things. So a huge congratulations to the Erin Co. group and all those who work for them. It's much welcome, and hopefully it won't take too long for these new jobs to be in place.
Derry Lynn, and indeed many parts of the border region, would have faced significant challenges over recent years, let it be from obviously the COVID pandemic, but more acutely local was the challenges presented by Brexit.
Brexit, absolutely. Brexit is still creating difficulties in the border area for families and for businesses. You know, the effects of it will never go away, unfortunately, unless and until we have Irish unity and get back into the European Union. But the businesses in Derry Lynn and indeed across the whole border region they're very strong and very stable and very resilient. You know, but again, it's not easy. But these people turn up day in, day out and face whatever challenges come to them.
Synergies between businesses north and south, and the ability for respective businesses to secure contracts, let it be in their own jurisdiction or indeed, as in this instance, maybe the other side of the border. That's vitally important for businesses both sides of the border, again, to be able to prosper, to be able to develop, that there's no, dare I say it, roadblocks in the way when it comes to them securing such contracts in the future.
That's it. You know, it has to be an open, as we say, an open border, you know, and businesses have to be able to compete with each other and for these contracts. You know, if we were just isolated, you wouldn't really, you really struggle. So it's important that these tenders are open for businesses both sides of the border.